The Youth's Instructor, January 1, 1871, Another Year. Dear children, another year has passed with its burden of records. What has the recording angel written of your life during the last year? Has the angel borne record of an earnest effort on your part to perfect Christian character? Does this record testify of the fruit you have borne of good deeds in imitation of the life of your Redeemer? Are there deeds in your life record of self-denial, benevolence, and of mercy? If so, you will not be ashamed to meet the record in the day of final account, when all will be rewarded as their works have been. Another year is before you, and it rests with you to say what the record shall be. You may resolve to be persevering in your efforts, to be right, to be self-denying, and in cheerfulness to perform every known duty. You may resolve to be forward in deeds of charity, and by your good works, seek to be a blessing to others. All this is good. But have you made your resolution relying upon the strength of God? If you have felt your weakness and have surrendered yourselves wholly to the claims of your Savior, you will have the influence of His grace in all your efforts, and you will be sure to succeed. Your life will be like a fruitful branch in the true and living vine. If you draw sap and nourishment from the vine, your life will be adorned with clusters of graces, such as love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temperance. The beauty of these graces will reflect their bright and attractive influences upon others. You will possess a sunny, happy spirit, and you will be worthy and correct representatives of the simplicity of the genuine religion of Christ. But watchfulness and prayer will be necessary on your part. Will all my youthful friends seek earnestly the present year to overcome selfishness, pride, envy, hatred, discontent, fretfulness, and ill temper? These will mar your character, disturb your peace, and cause unhappiness and sorrow to those around you. Outward beauty and adornment will not prove that loveliness exists in the heart. The foundation of a lovely character is a truly converted, subdued heart. If you are renewed in the image of Christ, you will imitate His life, live to bless others, and you will be blessed. Good deeds and benevolent actions will reflect softened luster upon all. A meek and lovely spirit will possess a hallowed power over other hearts, and will be reflected back in love upon you again. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit is the inward adorning, which in the sight of God is accounted of great price. Seek then, dear youth, to think less of the outward adornment, and faithfully cultivate that which God regards as valuable, virtues which He declares to be of great price.